Good morning, and blessings to you all wherever you are this morning. My name is Ben Myers. I use the pronouns he, him, and for those of you I don't know, I used to have the privilege of serving the Berkeley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship as the minister there for about 4 years, over 8 years ago. I thank you for this opportunity to be with you again. I wish we could all be in closer proximity to one another, but right now, this is the best way we can show our love and care for one another, by practicing social distancing while practicing spiritual connection. A lot has happened in the time since I served there, obviously, but it is often said that the task of ministry is mostly stating the obvious, because the world is constantly changing. The arc of the universe is ever trying to bend towards greater justice, but we human beings don't like change. In fact, we really don't like it. We resist it. We deny it. We make war with it. We cling to what we know, and so we need one another to minister to us in obvious ways. That is, we actually need people to state the obvious to us. To quote one white cisgender male of some renown, Ralph Waldo Emerson, people wish to be settled, comfortable in life, but only to the degree that we are unsettled is there any hope for us. Well, today I wish to bring you some hope by first bringing you some obvious unsettling words. The title of this sermon comes from the African proverb, which is often quoted amongst mostly liberal, socially conscious circles, that it takes a village to raise a child. This is to say that all children are our children, and that all children are included in the health, safety, and well-being of the village. But the sad truth is that this is not so. It simply is not true. Not all children, all people are welcome in the village. Some sadly are outcast, and today I'm talking specifically about our transgendered, non-binary, non-conforming children. I'm talking about my child. I'm talking about those who look around the village and don't see themselves. And so they do not feel like they belong. And so the title of my sermon today, There's Something Wrong with the Village. Marion Wright Edelman, blessed be her name, taught us that children can only learn from what they can see. When our transgendered, queer, and non-binary children do not see themselves in the village, there's something wrong with the village. A recent survey by GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, tells us that 80% of the people in the U.S. have never had a direct experience with a transgendered person. And if you think about that, this includes transgendered people, aka our children, our friends, our colleagues, ourselves. If you don't see yourself and you don't see your children, there's something wrong with the village. And worse, the images we do see in the media are often gross misrepresentations and denigrating presentations of transgendered, non-binary, non-conforming people, and they are usually created by cisgendered writers, directors, producers, and actors. They are the main source of our experience, which form our attitudes towards trans people and reinforces the stigma that feeds and fuels a social dysphoria that is so damaging, oppressive, and dangerous for our children. Clearly, there is something wrong with the village. It is this dysphoria, these false images that create loathing from cisgender people and self-loathing in trans non-conforming people. And this is the reason 41% of our transgender teens attempt suicide at least once, and many succeed. I could go on. I won't. But obviously, something is wrong with the village. And knowing this, being unsettled but aware of this, the most important question to us is, how do we repair the village? How do we go about making the proverb, it takes a village to raise a child, a truthful statement? Well, we first need to have our minds blown. We have to literally dismantle that binary box that most of us were put in at birth and are literally trapped in. Here's a poem by David Breeden that says it well. The road traveled by, like the ones not taken, is not a fork. That's too simple a thought for a journey as complex as life. It's not like flipping a coin, heads or tails, black or white, rich or poor, him or her. Either or, neither nor, no. This is not a this or that world, yes or no. It's a this and that, and all of the above, and more than meets the eye. The road we travel goes every which way at once. There, they, them, his, her, z, g, here, x. There's always more to the story of being in the world. For me, a cisgendered, white, heterosexual male raised in a blue-collar family in a Bible-based community in Indianapolis, Indiana, I need to have my deeply entrenched binary thinking patterns unsettled, disrupted, dismantled, and challenged every day. Where and when I grew up, I was pretty thoroughly shaped in a this or that world, as deigned and defined by the creation story in Genesis. The Lord God made them all, male and female he made them. Which is just a story that was made up to describe basic biology. But there's so much to the story. There's always more to the story of being in the world that we're all created in. And the path to living outside the box is a constant one for me. Those binary-based, cis-normative, heteronormative biases are so ingrained, I still struggle to see the limitations of my privilege, my shadow, to notice the blinders that limit my heart from seeing beyond the binary. I am blessed to have many people to help me see, feel, hear myself when once again I forget, I fail, mistakenly exclude those outside the comfortable narrative of my upbringing. So to paraphrase Einstein, we can't solve our present problems with the same thinking that created the problems. We have to have our minds blown. And next, to apply the teachings of Bryan Stevenson, the founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative and author of the book, Just Mercy, we must get in closer proximity to the issue. And one way is to simply model your understanding of non-binary identities by always adding your preferred pronouns when you introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Ben and I prefer the pronouns he, him. It's a simple and effective way of recognizing that assumptions about someone's identity based on what they look like or based on your perception of them can be wrong and even off-putting or damaging. By using your pronouns, you tell other people how you want to be addressed and send the message that you, in return, want to accurately address those you are with, not assuming you know that information based on assumed roles. We have to relearn, re-educate, reprogram ourselves. And this is our work to do. It is not the work of our transgender friends, colleagues, or children to do it for us, although we should definitely take their lead, follow their lead. So what are other steps we can take to repair the village? Well, in the time I have left, I'll share some of the things I've learned and recommend to you. First of all, Google it. Explore for yourself and invest your time and your resources in your own education. But I would suggest spending some time with the work of the late, great Leslie Feinberg, an academic who literally legitimized the status and understanding of transgender people within the ivory towers and helped to empower countless people. Leslie Feinberg, I salute you. And another favorite of mine is the irrepressible Natalie Nguyen. She's a philosopher and educator in a class of her own, who embodies the inherent worth and dignity of everybody with the exception of bigots and haters. She suffers no fools. She'll challenge you and enlighten you. And you can subscribe to her work on YouTube. I've learned a lot from Natalie Nguyen, Wynn. So also, I would say, have fun with it. I know it's a serious subject and there's a lot at stake. And it's challenging and requires change on our part. And that can be uncomfortable. But if you're committed to learning and relearning this in order to truly be an ally, an accomplice to transgender people, people of color, then why not also enjoy it? Right now, on Netflix, there's a program produced by Laverne Cox, which features the stories of a lot of transgendered folk. Actors, actresses, writers, producers, historians, and others who do a great job of unfolding the ways in which trans people have been portrayed in the popular media in the past. And they tell their own stories, too. And there's always more to the story, right? And the other nugget is the series Pose. Definitely binge-worthy. It's a saga about the lives of trans women and trans men living their lives in New York in the 80s. The liberating thing about the show is that it is mostly written, directed, produced, and acted by trans people, representing themselves in a riveting and revolutionary way. It's really compelling quality entertainment, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying one's education. And lastly for now, take care of yourselves. Be gentle with yourself. In this time when we are all a little crispy, both by the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic and by the daily engagement of dismantling our racism and for white people waking up to all the ways the village is broken, we need to practice what we've always known to be good for us in order to take care of our bodies, our hearts, and our souls, but even more so now. So I'm going to end with stating more of the obvious this morning. Because I love you, I need you to survive, and none of us is truly healthy and safe and whole unless we all are. Thank goodness I'm the parent of a transgender teen. Thank goodness I'm the colleague of transgendered ministers and religious professionals. Thank goodness I'm a friend, ally, and accomplice to transgendered people. To restore, repair, rebuild the village, we need to drop the modifier, because trans people are people. Trans women are women. Trans men are men. And my son is my son. So please, eat well, exercise in some way, wash your hands, get good sleep, and don't forget to pray or meditate or spend some time in silence just to quiet your mind and rest your heart. Know that you are somebody and you are loved by a force greater than us all that accepts you and loves you just the way you are. We can rest in that love and be emboldened by it to repair ourselves, our village, and the world. Thanks for your time, your attention, and your desire to restore the village. Amen.